Chapter 6. Faith Beheld, Faith Blessed. A few days later, when Jesus came back to Capernaum, the news spread that he was at home. Many people gathered together so that there was no room in the house, not even outside the door. And Jesus was teaching them God's message. Four people came carrying a paralyzed man. Since they could not get to Jesus, because of the crowd, they dug a hole in the roof right above where he was speaking. When they got through, they lowered the mat with the paralyzed man on it. When Jesus saw the faith of these people, he said to the paralyzed man, "Young man, your sins are forgiven." Mark 2:1-5. Jesus was moved by this demonstration of faith. Four men had enough hope in him and love for their friend that they took a chance. The stretcher above was a sign from above. Somebody believes. Someone was willing to risk embarrassment and injury for just a few moments with a Galilean. Jesus was moved, so he applauds, if not with his hands, at least with his heart. And not only does he applaud, he blesses. And we witness a divine love burst. The friends want him to heal their friend, but Jesus won't settle for a simple healing of the body. He wants to heal the soul. He leapfrogs the physical and deals with the spiritual. To heal the body is temporal. To heal the soul is eternal. The request of the friends is valid, but timid. The expectations of the crowd are high, but not high enough. They expect Jesus to say, "I heal you." Instead, he says, "I forgive you." They expect him to treat the body, for that is what they see. He chooses to treat not only the body, but also the spiritual, for that is what he sees. They want Jesus.